I'm J. Cole Cohen. And this is the Dream Walker. How you express your creativity.
I just want to isolate and write in peace. Structure the frame, follow with piece by piece. For things that are puzzling, it's the way I release. Occupied home between my ears, a vacant chest with a lease. Praying my ribs don't crack as the pressure increase. Make it harder to breathe when I'm low, so I set my goals higher. Use words loosely, but the things I value I hold tighter. The diary of a writer is compared to a flame with origins of being a lighter. Something that ignites a spark. Yes, it's an art you must acquire. If it's a stage you require, you lose sight of the light as it gets brighter. Close your eyes and see the images. Grab a pen and recreate what you saw. Make it intimate. A feeling is so rewarding for a reader to say, I'm into this.
All right, so in the writer, I just want to isolate and write in peace. You know, sometimes you want to be by yourself and you just want to create. Structure the frame, followed by piece. You know, you have to structure everything. And you do it piece by piece. It's a puzzle. For things that are puzzling, it's the way I release. Occupy a home between my ears, a vacant chest with a lease. Occupied home between my ears, that's my brain. I have a lot on it. It's occupied. A vacant chest with a lease. Your heart. You love things for different time periods. And sometimes you grow out of them. That's a lease. Praying my rib doesn't crack as the pressure starts to increase. Your rib is your woman or your significant other, your wife, your spouse. You're praying that your spouse or anything doesn't crack or want to leave as the pressure starts to increase. Make it hard to breathe when I'm low, so set my goals higher. So when I'm low, it's hard to deal with things. So I set my goals higher so I don't be low at all. Use words loosely, but things I value I hold tighter. You know, you say things to people all the time. Sometimes to get people away from you. But when you value the things or the people, you hold them tighter. The diary of a writer. Is compared to a flame with origins of being a lighter. So you're the light to your city. Something that ignites spark. Yes, it's art you must acquire. It's an acquired taste like Cajun food. You have to want it to have that. If it's a stage you require, you can lose sight as the lights get brighter. So if you're looking to be seen, the more you're seen, that becomes addicting. So if you're not looking to be seen and you're just looking to create, that's when you have longevity. Close your eyes and see the images. Grab a pen and recreate what you saw. Make it intimate. You have to have a passion for what you're creating. A feeling so rewarding for a reader to say, I'm into this. Because you want to relate to all the readers. And as you create these things, these images, these verbal conundrums, everything that you create, you want somebody to have a connection to it. I'm J. Cole. I'm J. Cole Cohen. And this is the Dream Walker. How you express your creativity.
Physical abuse, well known with historical fame. Physically causing harm, displaying visible pain. Scared to act on it out of fear and shame, sexual abuse is also real. Socially broadcasting, downplaying sexual skills. Forcing others to sex for personal thrills. Verbal, emotional abuse, effective. When self-esteem is near the floor, the tongue is a sword. Your thoughts manifest when you speak, they pour. Verbal communications can open and close doors or create an emotional wreck. We have to respect mental and psychological abuse. Rarely taught, it grows organically. Mental warfare making them doubt their own sanity. Intentionally trying to harm them, questioning your humanity. Now panic and financial economic abuse. We all walk past it. Absence of financial literacy along with poor spending habits. Credit begins to slip, hopping to the next debt like a rabbit. Making others have to have it. Cultural identity abuse. Forcing a culture on someone, they just don't get it. Using racial or negative slurs, feeling entitled, as if the world comes with it. Random religion and LGBT shoes being placed around the world. Not everyone will attempt to fit in. These are all forms of abuse.